First, just a couple of quick announcements. Tuesday is All Saints Day, a holy day of obligation, and you'll find the times on the doors of the church, also in the bulletin, but I can run through them very quickly for you. Tomorrow, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, Mass at 5:30 here in the church. On the day, All Saints Day, November 1st, Mass at 6:30 a.m. in Old St. Mary's. And then again here at noon at 5:30, and then we'll have one in Old St. Mary's at 7 in Spanish. So come and celebrate the saints. Also, today is a little cloudy day, a little cooler. You might need a little spice to warm things up for you. So we have Mexican Food Bazaar, which is today right across the street, beginning right after this Mass, and it'll continue until 3 o'clock today. So come and support our community there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel again brings us to the great city of Jericho, the city of palms. It's located in the Jordan River Valley. Jericho commanded for trading both the approach up to Jerusalem and the crossing of the Jordan River that gave access then to all of the lands east of the Jordan. It was a major trading area. And in its heyday, its palm forests and balsam groves could be smelled for miles. The great historian Josephus said it was the fattest city in Palestine. And this is not a reference to the size of its citizens, right? He was talking about money. They were swimming in it. Its location made it naturally that center for trade, and not surprisingly, all that combined to make it enormously important as a center for collecting taxes. And here enters Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector of the city. And St. Luke tells us Zacchaeus is wealthy. He is wealthy because he is not a good person. He is not a good man. Recall that the Romans were clever. When they conquered a territory, they exacted taxes for their empire, but they did not do it themselves. They tempted the locals, people native to the region, to do this work for them. Zacchaeus is a collaborator with an oppressive, dictatorial, foreign occupying government. Roman tax collectors like Zacchaeus would charge above what was asked, what the Romans were looking for, which Romans didn't care, as long as they got their money, and that's how they made their wealth. They got to keep the rest. Now, we tend to sentimentalize Zacchaeus and even tax collectors a bit in scriptures, not least because of some charming children's songs about Zacchaeus with puppets and cartoons, right? But try now instead to put yourself into the place of a local who gets frustrated and maybe put off with Jesus choosing to have dinner with a man like Zacchaeus rather than anyone else in town. Why not, for instance, have dinner with some of the righteous poor who had been victims of Zacchaeus' extortion? Jesus is supposed to be about the poor. Why not be with them? But Jesus sees the broader picture. Zacchaeus can actually do more good in repenting. Jesus can see the goodness remaining in Zacchaeus in spite of the evil that he has done, just as he can with you and me. No matter what we have done in our past, God sees the good that was still in us and that we can do. So this visit with Zacchaeus leads to repentance, a true change of life. He is changing radically his whole life. He is giving up his profession in this story. And he's not just repenting, he is doing reparation. Zacchaeus vows to repair his wrongs, to right the wrongs that he has done. Behold, he says, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. The Mosaic law only required that you restore what you had taken. And here he is going above and beyond. And he's giving half of his possessions to the poor. In a word, Zacchaeus goes above and beyond. Why? Why? Because he simply encountered Jesus. He had an encounter with the living God, Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, who is, by the way, here among us at this Mass, here and now. He comes to you and me, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the entire Christ, giving his entire self to us. We can encounter him now, just as much as Zacchaeus. Now, here's the point. Many people point to the fact that Jesus was accepting of sinners and tax collectors, and it is true, because he is seeking the lost, not because he's excusing what they're doing, but he wants to bring them back. He didn't go to them because they were doing better than others. He went to them because they were lost. And he is the shepherd who's going to bring them home. He went to them because they were sick, and he is the doctor for their souls. He goes to them, seeks them out, shows his love for them in order that they might repent and even, like Zacchaeus, repair their wrongs. Friends, all of us, like Zacchaeus, we are all sinners, without exception. We all have a rebellion in us, don't we? All of us want our own way. And that goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, but it's still today, right? We know, at least deep down, we are not perfect, and we need the sacraments. We need Jesus. We need to repent from perhaps a manner of life that we're living not in conformity with the good news of the gospel. Maybe repent of a bad habit or habits that have settled in. Maybe to repent of a certain attitude that we might have. Do people know you as cynical or judgmental or hypocritical? Maybe repent from some action we've done or are doing, or a lack of action. As we say in the beginning of Mass, for what I have done and what I have failed to do. An encounter with Jesus can inspire us to change everything, to change it all, just like Zacchaeus in his encounter. Now, Zacchaeus was willing to climb a tree, accentuating the fact that he was considered a short fellow, right? He abandons his dignity just to catch a glimpse of Jesus. He wants to just see Jesus, to experience Jesus, and he will do whatever is necessary to accomplish it. So, the question for you and me today, do I want the same? Do I want to see Jesus, really? And will I do everything necessary in order to have an encounter with him? Or perhaps I'd like to avoid that. Why? Just to see him from afar, to keep him at arm's length, so as to not be confronted with not only the whole truth of who Jesus is, but also the fact that I will have to change. Now, Zacchaeus' encounter converted him completely. He allowed the love of God to transform him, and he felt then compelled to go above and beyond to show it, because that is what love does. It goes above and beyond. The good news is God is patient with us. He first loves us and seeks us out. And like Zacchaeus, Jesus is calling you in this Mass to come down from your tree, to stop watching from afar at arm's length, and to come close. Remember your response. You will say shortly, after I say, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." Jesus wants to come and stay under your roof, at your house. Will you truly, completely open the door and let him in? I warn you, he will do more than just rearrange furniture. If you allow him, he will change everything and bring joy to your soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.